Hello, my friends, and welcome to another College Football Saturday. And who knows more about that than our friend Mr. College Football? So settle in and learn what to expect this week. It's time for Sweet Tea with Tony B.
Hello, and welcome back to Sweet Tea with Tony B for October 22nd, 2022. It is the eighth. Did I just say that? It is the eighth Saturday of college football season. How can that possibly be true? But it is. So, as always, please pull up a chair, enjoy a glass of my mama's sweet iced tea, and then, like I do every week, I'll share a special memory about college football. Then I'll give you five things I'm looking forward to in college football this Saturday. So here we go. The date was November 19th, 2003. I was getting ready to travel to Oxford, Mississippi to watch the big matchup between number 3 LSU and number 15 Ole Miss. The winner would have the inside track to an SEC Western Division title and a spot in the SEC championship game. And for an extra touch of drama, it was also going to be the last home game for Eli Manning, the Rebels' all-SEC quarterback. Now, a Wednesday before the game, my phone rang. It was Archie Manning, father of Eli and Peyton, and a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. Archie and I had been friends for years. "Hey, Tony, you coming to the game?" he asked. "I wouldn't miss it, Archie," I said. "Well, I'm having a little tailgate on the Grove. Why don't you join us?" Now, for those of you who don't know, the Grove is a huge traffic circle of about 10 acres right in the middle of campus. It is filled with oak trees, elm trees, and magnolia trees. It is one of the most beautiful tailgating spots in all of college football. And oh yeah, the speed limit going around the Grove is always 18 miles per hour. 18 was Archie's number at Ole Miss. Well, when I arrived at the Grove, Archie's little tailgate was really about 200 friends who had all turned out to see Eli's last game in Oxford. It was the perfect fall Saturday. At kickoff, a Mississippi State trooper said there were still 20,000 people in the Grove. They didn't want to leave to come into the game, but they did. And they were rewarded because that game, folks, was a classic. LSU, coached by Nick Saban, led for most of the game, but with Ole Miss trailing 17-14, the Rebels got the ball back with a final chance to win or to tie. But on fourth down and 10, Eli dropped back to pass, but one of his own teammates stepped on his foot and he stumbled to the ground, so we didn't get the storybook ending to the game. LSU won, then went on to beat Georgia in the SEC championship game, and then beat Oklahoma in the BCS national championship game. But you know what? It all worked out for Nick Saban. After a stint with the Miami Dolphins, Saban came to Alabama in 2007, and the rest, as they say, is history. So here are five things I'm looking for on Saturday. One, it's a thin schedule, but once again, all eyes will focus on Ole Miss, which is undefeated and ranked number 9, but they're going to LSU. Ole Miss is thinking of winning the SEC West and making it to Atlanta. LSU could end those dreams in Baton Rouge, and you know what, folks? I think they will. Number 2, mistake-prone Alabama has to recover from its 52-49 loss at Tennessee. They play at home against Mississippi State. Alabama, which had 17 penalties against Tennessee, really can't afford to lose again. Look for the Tide to bounce back pretty well in this one. 3, Texas A&M had last week off, but at 3-3, the Aggies can still salvage the season as they go to South Carolina. The Gamecocks played their best game of the season in beating Kentucky 2 weeks ago. 4, Tennessee is still celebrating that big win over Alabama last Saturday, but that should not be a factor as they play UT Martin. The key is to take care of the game early, don't get anybody hurt, and start getting ready to host Kentucky next week. And number five, well, you know, either Missouri or Vanderbilt is going to get their first SEC win of the season. Both are 0-3 in the league, and the loser, unfortunately, will be at the very bottom of the East Division. So, there you have it. That is Sweet Tea with Tony B for October 22nd, 2022. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. And until then, be safe and carry on.